Can you hear properly now?
No problem.
Okay.
Maharaj, so many devotees are calling and saying thank you, sending emails, saying that the sound is so clear and so nice. So much appreciation for your seva. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Vandite Guru Charan Kamala, Yeah, I don't know. Ki Thank you. Thank you. Pallari, Ivano, Pallari, 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 Thank you.
We're live from Vrindavan for Kartik.
No, slap their thighs and they would say, oh, I'm stronger.
Sometimes Balaram will smash Krishna, sometimes Krishna will smash Balaram. In this way, it's sport. So, Gopis arrange his pastime. Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does all awesome and good. He is the Super Soul of all living entities. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balaram is also not less than Krishna. They used to play like this with each other. Oh, bring that stool of sitting. Immediately he could not lift it. Krishna can lift Govardhan Parvat. He can uphold this whole Brahmanda. But he cannot lift the shoe of Nanda Maharaj. So bring the shoe of Nanda Maharaj over the head. He used to please the gopis. One time, one fruit vendor from Mathura, having heard the beautiful, wonderful pastimes of Sri Krishna, she came to Vrindavan. I will go to Gokul today. I will definitely have darshan of Nanda Maharaj's son. In her basket, she had some fruit. She had beautiful bananas, very fragrant mangoes, and all types of fruit she was carrying in her basket. So that I'll give it to Krishna and have the darshan of Krishna. When she was going to Gokul, Krishna was sleeping. Sometimes he was drinking mother's breast milk. Sometimes she could not see him because he was drinking breast milk. Sometimes he was playing with his friends in the courtyard. So she could not have his darshan. She could not enter the house. Why? She was unknown. She was a stranger. So she could not enter the courtyard. She would always stay at the gate and she would shout, please purchase fruit. Why Krishna would not give her darshan? There was no eagerness. We don't have that eagerness for Krishna. So she had some less eagerness. When you have very strong eagerness, today I will have darshan no matter what, even if my life goes away. I will bind Krishna. Still we have the eagerness. So what are the characteristics of anxiety, eagerness? While when eagerness comes, one forgets sleeping, eating, everything. So Krishna was increasing her eagerness. Today I will definitely have this darshan today.
We'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Actually, all the grains escaped from his palms, except one or two grains were left. Offering those one or two grains to the fruit vendor, he told her, give me some fruit. Then she told him, that fruit vendor told, I will not give the fruit. You should sit in my lap first. You should call me mother first. Then only I'll give fruit. Seeing this beautiful form of Krishna, she looked here and there. Krishna would look around to see that no one is watching. In a moment, he sat in the lap of the fruit vendor and said, oh, mother, give me fruit. So this was a very sweet sentiment of Krishna. being very attracted by Krishna's sweet talking and gestures. She became completely maddened. All the fruit, banana, whatever fruit she had, so Krishna actually could not carry so much fruit in his hands. So he touched the hands to his belly and somehow carried some fruit with him. Then he went to the mother and gave all the fruit in the veil of Mother Yashoda. Oh, very beautiful fruit. Where have you brought this from? So all the gopis were sitting there. So Mother Yashoda began to distribute the fruit to the gopis. But the fruit were unlimited. All gopis received the fruit. Very sweet fruit were there. What happened to the fruit vendor? Krishna had stolen her mind. She was sitting right there in front of Gokul palace. Long time passed, but she couldn't get up from there. Then elderly lady came there. Why you are sitting here for such a long time? Get up. Then she came back to her external consciousness. She took that basket on her head and she walked away. She went to the bank of the Jamuna. Oh, why my basket is so heavy today? Previously, it wasn't so heavy. Then she brought the basket down and looked at the basket. Actually, it was fully covered. There were so many jewels inside. What is the use of all these jewels? Taking the entire basket and jewels, she submerged them in the Jamuna, offered to Jamuna. What happened to her? No one ever saw her. She never returned home. Thinking of Krishna. What happened to her? Sudama, he offered only one little chip rice to him. Krishna gave him so much opulence to Sudama. And this particular fruit vendor, Putana, what she gave this? She gave poison. In order to kill Krishna, she gave him poison in the mood of her mother. But Krishna accepted that. But actually, Krishna accepted her as the mother. She was sent to Golok Vrindavan. She became a neighbor of Mother Yashoda and used to call Krishna as a son. So one time Shankar came also to the
all these Krishna and Baladevi to see who is stronger. They have Krishna and Baladevi engaged in a lot of fighting to see who is stronger. And they say, well, who is stronger? We'll get a ladu. So Krishna and Baladevi have to perform. And also dancing. They dance very beautifully. Krishna dances very beautifully. And the elderly gopis clap and give them the flowers. So all these very beautiful pastimes of baby Krishna and the elderly gopis are heard far and wide, not only in Vrindavan, but they reach Mathura. And there is a group seller in Mathura who, because there's so much trade going on back and forth between Mathura and Vrindavan, she hears about Krishna's beautiful childhood pastime. And she's becoming very much eager to have darshan of that very Krishna. So she travels to Vrindavan and goes to Nandabhavan, in the area of Nandabhavan, waiting to get the darshan of Krishna. And she's also selling her food there. Oh, she has very beautiful, sweet, hard mangoes and so many other foods. And she advertises her food. Oh, take fruit, take mango, take this and that. But she's becoming more and more absorbed in her anxiety to have darshan of Krishna. So now she's calling out, oh, take Sahandar, oh, take Madhav, and calling out the good name of Krishna. And she's waiting and waiting to get that darshan, but it's not coming. Krishna might create anxiety and ease, as he did with Harikuni also. And you know, he showed his teacher, Lord Narayan, for 1 second, and then he said in an aerial voice, I'm not going to show myself to you again, because you don't have enough seats. I'm waiting for that evening. And so Narayan would be wept and wept, and glorifying and glorifying, and then stop becoming a darshan. So suddenly, Krishna is trying to create, and did create such deepness in the Sriwala that she was determined, I'm not going back to Mathura until I get the darshan of Krishna. I may be high weighted, but I'm not going to be until I get that darshan. So because of that determination and intense eagerness, who comes up? Who comes to the throat? One becomes so eager that he can't even speak. Seeing that, he asked his mother that I want to make trade with this fruit seller to get her grain, her fruit. So please give me some grain. So Mother Yasoda happened to give Krishna some grain in his hand. And because his hand was so tiny and he didn't know very well how to hold grain, the grain would fall through the space of his hand. So by the way, so by the time he got to the fruit wall, there was only a few grains stuck to his hands and most of them had fallen out. So he told the fruit wall, because in that culture in those days, there wasn't money exchange, it was good exchange. He said, here, I have to take my grains and give me food. So the fruit wall saw the very beautiful form of Krishna, and she became utterly captivated. And forgot everything, who she was, where she's from, everything, and just became totally absorbed in the beauty of Krishna. So Krishna's asking for a fruit, so she said, okay, I'll give you fruit, but under one condition. You have to sit on my lap and call me Ma, her mother. So Krishna looks here and there and wondering, is the low class of Sukhya, Vaishya, Sukhya is self-pity, and I am the son of the king and queen of Vrindavan. So how are the folks by sitting in her lap called her mother? So he looked carefully, and when he was sure that nobody was looking, he very quickly, for 1 second, he sat in her lap, jumped up, and took her mom. And she was so overwhelmed with ecstasy by this that she gave him her fruit. And it was so big, she was so small, and they couldn't help their goals. A very tiny hand Krishna prasadam is unlimited. It's Krishna himself and has all the qualities of Krishna. That's why our acharyas tell us, don't talk to anybody, especially any nonsense, while you're honoring Krishna prasadam, because you're engaged in deep worship. Prasadam has all the qualities of Krishna. So when Krishna brought back the fruit, Mother Yashoda, she began distributing them, but they took the pie and never ran out. The supply was always unlimited. Meanwhile, with the fruit seller, she was now so much in complete forgetfulness of anything that she didn't even think about going back to Mumbai. She was just sitting there until somebody came up to her and said, you know, it's getting late, you should go back to your home. It took her after the fruit, which was now very, very heavy. Why heavy? Because if one day something to Krishna, which she was back millions of times over. So now her fruit basket was filled with jewels. Anything that we give to Krishna, Krishna gives back himself, which is much more than anything unlimited, unlimited. Of Purna Mala, Purna Vida. Even if everything is taken, still Krishna remains completely balanced. So now, even though her basket was filled up with jewels, she saw it was very heavy. She looked and it was filled with jewels. But because she had the darshan of Krishna, everything else became insignificant to her. Material wealth and liberation all seemed significant only to a person hasn't gotten the darshan of Krishna. So she took those jewels and grew them in the Yamuna. And Gurudev said, where she went, nobody knows. But even Krishna, or first Gurudev mentioned Sudama Dipa, he only gave Krishna some broken pieces of chip bread. And Krishna gave him a large talent. Krishna made his very thin and impoverished wife into a beautiful business. He gave him so much. He gave him that just right offer his mother's devotion. But what did she do? She offered her poison bread. And Krishna gave her a position in the loaf as his nurse. So what gain did that food vendor get who wanted Krishna to call her mother and gave her and her
heart was filled
with devotion. And the lights. Very good, very good.
The Chandam Pedaham, Sari Shah, Peter Stephan Nasa, Gopal Bhavan, Sadaki Manasya Diga.
Thank you, Manasya.
Prabhu,
oh Lord. All the benedictions that you have, I know what benedictions you can give. You can give me anything and everything. You can give me the wealth, you can give me the kingdom in this material world, you can even give liberation. But I don't want moksha. Moksha vadi, ultimate limit of liberation. You can give the service of Ram, Narasimha, Varaha, Kurma, every service you can give. And other, whatever is obtained by Shravan Kirtan Smaran, I want that in this Vrindavan. That Mother Ashwara has bound you and you are weeping. This childhood pastime of yours should always remain within my heart. That's all I want. Nothing else.
Bhagavan.
Krishna is Sachidananda Roop. He is capable of giving all the benedictions.
Bhakta
says, Satyavrata Muni says, I don't want any other benediction. What to speak of the opulence of this world? What is liberation? You all know liberation. Mukti anyata hitva swarupena vyavasthitihi. Where is complete reduction or annihilation of distress, that is liberation. I don't even want that liberation. What is moksha avadi? What is the pinnacle of liberation? Service of Lord Ramchandra in Ayodhya, service of Lakshmi Narayan in Vaikuntha, all the service of all the incarnations of Bhagavan, I don't want their service either. And by the process of hearing, chanting the ninefold devotional service, I also don't want the result of ninefold devotional service. What is the benefit of Navda Bhakti? Why don't you want the result of Navda Bhakti? Many devotees say, wherever may I take birth, I should be able to remember and chant your glories. And after hearing your glories, I should be able to sing them. Naradarshi has said about this. Evam Vrata. So people have taken a vow of chanting 6 number of rounds, so that Bhagavan will give us quick darshan. So that while chanting the name of Krishna with fixed vow, sometimes they dance, sometimes they sing, sometimes they laugh aloud, sometimes they become very silent and sit in a corner. Their activities are completely transcendental to the mundane conceptions. So what benediction we want? I only want that. Yes. There are two thoughts here. Sanatana Goswami has showed two thoughts here. In Vaikuntha, there is liberation in the form of Prema Sevottara and Sasukhottara. Sasukha, liberation where one's own enjoyment is prominent. Whatever opulence is there in Vaikuntha, I will enjoy. Prema Seva Uttara means like Garuda, Vishwaksena, all their servants, they only want to love Krishna, Narayan. I don't want a set of 9-fold devotional service. Vaidhi Bhakti. Navda Bhakti is Vaidhi Bhakti. And one is Raganuga Bhakti. What is the result of Vaidhi Bhakti? Vaidhi Bhakti only gives you Vaikuntha. It will take you to only Prem, Krishna Prem. Vaidhi Bhakti can give Prem and give Vaikuntha. What does Raganuga Bhakti give you? It will take you to the Raga Niga position. So he is saying that in Goloka Vrindavan, I want to become, I want to have the mood of Dasya. I don't want Dasya or Sakhya in Goloka Vrindavan. I only want the parental mood, Vatsala Bhav. I want to see you how Mother Ashoka is chastising you and you are weeping. I want to see your childhood form. It is just as your mother said. I don't desire anything else. So in Ragatmika Bhakti, Vatsalya Bhav is superior to Dasya and Sakhya Bhav. Namami Ishwaram. Na Mami means actually I am offering obeisances in the mode of servitorship. When he began to glorify the pastimes of Gokul, then gradually Vatsalya mood appeared in his heart. So the Vatsalya bhav appeared in his heart. Namadeva Damodara Ananda Vishnu. When he began to sing like this, So then his test increased. Then what happened? Then he began to pray. I offer obeisances to Radhika. Then he became attracted to the Madhur Ras. This is actually the gradual increase in his mood. Then he has no sai bhav, no permanent acceptance. He didn't have that permanent acceptance. He is gradually rising higher and higher. So I will discuss only up to here. After taking breakfast, we shall go to Bela 1. Lakshmi Devi. She heard the glories of Rasa Lila and she developed a greed. I will enter into Rasa in Vrindavan. Krishna told, it's not possible. Then she went to the Bilva one. For thousands and thousands of years, she engaged in austerities. Then Krishna came again and asked her, what do you want? I want, I should be able to enter into Rasa Lila. Krishna told that this is not possible for you. You are Brahmani. If you become a Brahmin, then you'll have to take birth in the home of Gopa. You'll have to marry some other Gopa. Then serving the Gopis, you'll have to come in my Ras Lila. Then go, Lakshmi said, I cannot do that. I am the only wife of Narayan. I am a chaste wife of Narayan. I can marry you, but not any other Gopa. Not possible for me to marry any other Gopa. Then Krishna said, then you should stay here. So she could not enter Rasila, so what to speak of anyone else?
Sometimes I laugh and become mad.
This is such an extraordinary condition to achieve. But he's saying, I do not want that result, the result of Shravan Kirtan. Here, Sri Sanatana Swami gives two considerations. There are two types of residence in Vaikuntha. One is Vasu Bhagavatara, where one desires to enjoy the opulence of Vaikuntha. And the other one is Prasanna. One wants to enjoy, one wants to struggle for the happiness of giving prayer to Bodhisattva to Bhagavan. For example, the Buddha of the Parsley. But here, Satanatha is saying, I do not even want those two results. Therefore, the consideration here is you should understand there are two types of Shravan and Kirtan, Madanam, Bandanam, etc. One is Vaibhakti, the other one is Raganubhakti. Vaibhakti will give you Vaikuntha prayers, thank you to Vaikuntha, and he gave you the 7,000 Narayan, the Shivadeva, etc. But the second type of Navavida Bhakti is performed with greed to follow the footsteps of the eternal subjects of Krishna. That is called Raganuga. In the mood of friendship or fraternity or parental affection, or in the mood of the gopi. Therefore, here Satyavrata Muni is saying, I do not want the Jati or the Sakya of Vaikuntha. What do I want? I want that Vatsalya where I can always serve that form of Krishna as a baby, Bhagavata. Therefore, in the first verse, he begins with the mood of Jati Bhava. The mood of opulence, Namami Param Satya Nandarupa. But as he is describing the pastimes of Gokul and the greed that has come to serve as Vatsalya, afterwards we'll hear when he prays Namo Deva Namo Dhanananta Vishnu. That time he is having Ruchi in others and more developed types of service. And finally towards the end, Namo Rani Kaya, Vadiyapriyaya. He has agreed towards the service of Srimati Radhika or Madhubhava. Therefore, these prayers go on according to one developing sequence. Therefore, Puttipat Madhubhava, then what is his divine permanent emotion? And the Guru Maharaj says, not yet, he has developed that. Now it is only Swacharani. Swacharani means one has taste in whatever one hears. If he hears the mood of Jatya, oh, that is very nice. He hears Matsariva, then he thinks that is very good. Therefore, today we go to Belmont. There we will hear Lakshmi also being the Ram, he developed a grief to enter into Ram Lila and serve like the Gopu. Therefore, she is performing austerity. When Krishna appeared before her and said, what do you want? Then she said, I want to enter Rasa-lila. And Krishna said, there are some conditions. You will have to take birth as a gopi. Then you will have to marry a gopa, a coward boy. And then you will have to engage in the service of the gopis. And then you will enter Rasa-lila. And Lakshmi Devi said, I cannot agree. I am a Brahmani, I am the wife of Lakshmi, I am the wife of Narayana. Then now I can marry Kaurava. So all these things will appear in their life. Lord, then I will be
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam, I'm not sure when we'll be able to webcast again, that you'll be taking buses. So we're not sure when we'll be able to contact, but if you come back to the website during the night, we'll post the files and we'll also post times when the webcast should be. Belvan and the other similar in other places. On the links on the left side of purebhakti.tv, you'll find hundreds of files from Kartik in past years and also movies. And we'll be back to you as soon as we have information. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Gurudev, Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Hello.
For sure, I'll put it in my bag tomorrow.